You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And folks, OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Again, that's OhioBusinessMachines.com or call 216-485-2000. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And yes, I'm glad we're moving on, which is always good still to come on this show. We've got a little fact or fiction. I'm going to give you some fantasy football advice at the end of the show, 2:45. So get your tweets and questions in to @Browns_daily and put the fantasy football questions on there, and we'll read those around 2:45. We do want to hear from you right now, 216-578-0850. It's your time to get on board with us here on the show with this team. And I'll come back to this because everybody seems to be hyping up how good the run defense is of the Jacksonville Jaguars, yet they're still giving up 117 yards a game, 4 yards a carry, and teams have the lead, so of course they're running. So the yards don't surprise me, but still 4 yards a carry when the Jags know probably for a good portion of many halves teams are running. That doesn't scare me as much as it's being made out to be.
It doesn't to me. And the other stat that jumps out is Jacksonville's only possessing the ball for under 27 minutes a game. So that means they're getting behind, teams are having imposing their will, and they're literally accepting whatever it is the offensive team is giving them, and also, too, the fact that Blake Bortles and that offense can't continue drives and get first downs, and they can't establish that one, which forces them to throw the football much more.
Yeah. Well, throwing the football 35 times plus, gentlemen, with a rookie quarterback that's getting sacked almost 5 times per game, and that does include Chad Henne in the first couple of games. But again, and that only rushes it for 2.6 yards a carry with 69 yards per game. That's a recipe, I think, if you flip it over, for their opponent's offense to take advantage of that. You're probably going to win the time of possession battle by 4, 5, 6 minutes. And have tremendous opportunity to be able to really get some things done with your, meaning Browns, offense. They just don't possess the football for long periods of time, guys.
They do not possess the football at all, and that's part of the reason is there, and that's one of the reasons why they're not scoring points. They haven't gotten more than 17 in a single game this year. Now, they gave up more than 33 in each of the first 4 games. They've settled down defensively the last 2 weeks. Pittsburgh, 17 points, 7 of which came off of a pick 6, and then Tennessee limiting them to 16 points in that one. So the defense has stepped up, and it's no surprise. It's a Gus Bradley defense. That's why he's there. He's brought some of his guys from Seattle. But I do think if this is a Browns defense that has now given up only 10 points in the last 6 quarters, that can continue to perform at that level, whether or not, it doesn't matter how good your run defense is, and Matt, you probably can speak to this, it doesn't matter how good your run defense is, if the other team is possessing the ball and running the football, you're going to get tired, and at some point, all of a sudden, you know, the levee's going to break and the dam's going to open up.
You're definitely going to be tired, but also, too, I think where it's Kyle Shanahan and this offense is mentally taxing, too, because we go from different personnel groups and different concepts, and we make everything look the same. You know, so again, you look at that Jordan Cameron touchdown, that the pursuit and the angles and the way in which the linebackers were running with that lateral zone scheme, you know, we're using all those actions defensively, which are reactions to what we're doing against them, and we attack them through the air.
Yeah, and Nathan, when you and I were in the Browns locker room yesterday, I was bringing this up in the first hour of the show when you were with Mike Pettin. I chatted with Mitchell Schwartz yesterday, and that's the very point that Mitch brought out in saying that we've found that because of this scheme, not only is it suited to what we, meaning he and his offensive line mates, do, but we really believe that we're wearing people down. in the fourth quarter. We're wearing defenses down because we're finding that not only can – and, you know, Mitch was saying, don't think we're not physical, too. We can be physical, and we want to be known as that. But we're finding that defenses are starting to get tired because the adjustments are ongoing, trying to counteract what we're doing. And, you know, he was real effusive about that point, that we see defenses getting – tired and finding great difficulty in getting our run game stopped in fourth quarter.
One other point that I want to make that I kind of thought of as you were going is just having played the game and being a defender is on a run play as a linebacker or a outside linebacker or, you know, inside a defensive lineman is you're making contact every play. You're exploding in that impact every single play, defending the run, defending your gap responsibility. It's in some cases, you'd like a break to be able to drop into pass coverage and not bang and, you know, and move into your zone. Yeah, you move a little bit more, but you're not as explosive, you know. So that starts to wear on you, too. Not only do your legs go and your drive goes, but that mental bang, that banging of we're going to hit you in the mouth and we're going to run the ball 30-plus times, regardless of whether you like it or not, whether you can stop it or not, we don't care. That's who we are.
That's right.
That's what makes us go.
Love that.
Wears on you, too.
Yeah, that's having an identity. That's having something to hang your hat on. And we talked about this Browns team needing that identity and needing something to hang your hat on for a very long time, and they finally have that on offense. And if they get an opportunity to put this game away, that's what we hope they are able to do better than they did against Baltimore, much like they were able to do against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is run the football and wear this Jacksonville Jaguars team down, because they will give up running yards to you. You just got to stick with it, and that's a good thing to know about this offensive coordinator. He will stick with it. All right, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we are going to go ahead and play one of our favorite games on the show. We're going to play a little fact or fiction, and then we're going to wrap up the show with some fantasy football questions. You can tweet your questions to me at Nathan's Gurr or at Browns underscore Daily. We'll answer as many as we can in the final segment so you can get your lineup set and get the W's in your fantasy football leagues like the Browns hope to get a W down in Jacksonville.